Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Reverend Al Green bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Moscovides is our guest. His book is called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business, The Essential Planning Guide. It's outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. He's the president of TMGE Media. He's one of our top cybersecurity experts on the planet. Chris, thanks again for being here. You mentioned in the previous segment, you were talking to us about how far behind America is getting and continues to be with regard to cyber threats. I mean, for one thing, we know that, I'm not sure which group it was, but every employee of the federal government, basically, their information was hacked. I mean, folks, think about that. The entire federal government's employees' information got stolen. Now I don't understand.
Yeah, and some of that had some of these people, you know, thousands of these people had security clearances.
That's exactly right. Top security clearances.
Very bad.
That's going to come back to haunt us. So let's move over though and talk about some of the new stuff. Including you mentioned mobile and 5G.
Yeah. 5G is the next generation of mobile networks. You know, when you watch the commercials now, they talk about 4G and high-speed network and this, that, and the other. 5G is, you know, thousands of times better. It's much, much faster. It will be the next big thing. It's just starting to roll out. And guess who's up front of it? The Chinese.
Yeah, with Huawei.
Guess who is on top of artificial intelligence? The Chinese.
So, folks, let me stop you for a second. Chris. Folks, you've been hearing the debate, the issues, the controversy around Huawei, the Chinese mobile company. They offer phones. They have mobile networks. They've been putting the Huawei brand and infrastructure all over the world. Third world countries,
sure.
They've been loaning them the money. They've been loaning those companies the money to pay them back for the infrastructure that they can put in those countries for the single purpose of being in control of those companies. And so now they've been infiltrating our own country till we finally got onto it. This is one area I guess the leadership got smart about, and they're putting down their foot on this one, right? I mean, they are literally going after Huawei because for the United States to have a 5G Huawei network, that would be a major compromise, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be because they could monitor all the traffic on the network and they could steal the information. That was the whole point. And finally, the noise got loud enough for Washington to pay attention, and they're now starting to clamp down. But this is a little bit too late. I mean, you remember Sputnik? You remember the country panicked when
I watched it go over as a little kid.
Exactly. We haven't had a Sputnik type event in cybersecurity yet in the United States, and we need to have it because it's beeping, it's over our head, and we are way behind. Mm-hmm. We need to invest in our cybersecurity infrastructure across all sectors, the industrial sector, our government sector, our infrastructure, everything. We need to pay very close attention. We need to invest in education. We need to invest in training people and raising awareness.
Right.
And we need to do that across the board.
Folks, there's something that people use to talk about magnitude, and it's the term is force multiplier, where something it's another way for me to say that I say quantum leap. When something is a quantum leap, it's not just the next step up; it's two or three or four steps up. And a force multiplier is the same way. When we go to 5G, and the 5G allows us to connect all of our Internet of Things together, and our automobiles, and you know our refrigerator can talk to our grocery store, and my car can talk to your car. That's what 5G is going to create. that kind of connectivity, that kind of information, not just about me, but where I am and what I'm doing. I'm turning left. I'm not turning right. I stopped, and now I'm going again. That kind of information can be monetized. It can be used tactically against us, can it?
Yes, it absolutely can. He who controls the network controls the world. Right now, everything is interconnected, exactly like you said. The Internet of Things is connecting every single appliance, every single device, from industrial systems to your car, from your toaster oven to your refrigerator with, you know, retailers.
Yeah.
Those who control the network control information, control all actions on the network. And imagine what happens if they turn it off. Imagine if the United States is dependent on a Chinese-powered high-speed network to traffic its information.
Chris, when I talk to otherwise smart people about these things, and I try to get their attention about them, I've actually had people who were futurists, people who were smart people, educated, learned people, tell me, oh, this is just like all the other crises we've had over the last 200 years. It'll work itself out. But, Chris, I keep trying to tell them, guys, this really is different. What do you think?
It is very different. And partly I blame professionals in the cybersecurity and the information technology world.
Really?
Not being able to we have not been educating the people appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
It is as if we are lung people, lung specialists, lung doctors, and we're not telling people about the dangers of lung cancer.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is on the people that keep smoking, but part of the problem is on us not telling people, it's like, hey, if you keep smoking, you're going to get lung cancer. So this issue is also on us. The information technology people haven't been able to complete the handshake. The cybersecurity people haven't been able to complete the handshake.
When we come back, I'm going to get Chris to help us.
We are talking over each other.
Chris is going to tell us what we need to do to ourselves, what you and I can do to be part of the solution. After the break, Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Chris Muscovites is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.